Welcome to episode 405 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In the Western tradition, many phrases and terms from the Bible are utilized as allegory, metaphors, idioms, or simply to describe the characteristics of a known person or event. They've become an essential element of literature and descriptions of everyday life situations. Many of these are from the Sermon on the Mount. Let's consider a few of these here. 1. Casting pearls before swine. Christ wraps up his guidance on judgment and reproofs with these thoughts in Matthew 7, verses 1 to 2. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He continues in verse 5. You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Then in verse 6, Christ tempers these admonitions and shows us the difference between judgment and discernment. We're not to be hypocritical judges, yet we must also be able to discern the swine, otherwise we might cast pearls before them. Before Jesus says, do not cast your pearls before swine, he says in verse 6, do not give dogs what is sacred. An analogy mentioning dogs is also used in Proverbs 26, verse 11. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. A dual reference to swine and dogs is also found in 2 Peter 2, verse 22. What happened to them is just like the true saying, a dog will come back to lick up its own vomit. A pig that has been washed will roll in the mud. In his sermon, Jesus uses dogs and pigs as representative of those who would ridicule, reject, and blaspheme the gospel once it is presented to them. We need to be careful about how much time and effort we expend in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with those whose hearts are completely closed and who have no other purpose than to trample that gospel before returning to their own evil ways. Repeatedly sharing the gospel with someone who continually scoffs and ridicules Christ is like casting pearls before swine. We can identify such people through discernment, which is given in some measure to all Christians. Command not to cast your pearls before swine does not mean we refrain from preaching the gospel. Jesus himself ate with and taught sinners and those who may have been rejected and marginalized by society. In essence, the instruction in Matthew 7, verse 6 is the same that Jesus gave to his apostles when he said, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. We are to share the gospel, but when it becomes apparent that the gospel is not welcome, we move on. We are responsible to share the good news. We are not responsible for people's response to the good news. Pigs don't appreciate pearls, and some people don't appreciate what Christ has done for them. Our job is not to force conversions or cram the gospel down people's throats. There's no sense in preaching the value of pearls to swine. Jesus' instruction to his apostles on how to handle rejection was to simply go elsewhere. There are other people who need to hear the gospel, and they are ready to hear it. In modern use, casting pearls before swine means providing something prized or valuable to someone who does not appreciate it. Two, turn the other cheek. In Matthew 5, verses 38 to 39, Jesus says, you've heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. The concept of turning the other cheek is a difficult one for us to grasp. Allowing a second slap after being slapped once does not come naturally. In the section of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, in which he commands us to turn the other cheek, he addresses the need for true transformation versus mere rule-keeping. It's not enough to obey the letter of the law. We must conform to the spirit of the law as well. Retaliation is what most people expect and how worldly people act. Turning the other cheek requires help from on high. Responding to hatred with love and ignoring personal slights displays the supernatural power of the indwelling Holy Spirit and may afford the chance to share the gospel. 3. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Jesus alerts us to watch out for false prophets in Matthew 7 verse 15. He compares these false prophets to wolves in sheep's clothing. Jesus also tells us how to identify these false prophets. We will recognize them by their fruit. Throughout the Bible, people are warned about false prophets. False prophets claim to speak for God, but they speak falsehood. To gain a hearing, they come to people in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. No matter how innocent and harmless these teachers appear on the outside, they have the nature of wolves. They're intent on destroying faith, causing spiritual carnage in the church, and enriching themselves. They secretly introduce destructive heresies, bring the way of truth into disrepute, and exploit you with fabricated stories. The false teachers don sheep's clothing so they can mingle with the sheep without arousing suspicion. They usually are not upfront about what they believe. Rather, they mix in some truth with their falsehood and carefully choose their words to sound orthodox. In reality, according to Jude 1 verses 17 to 18, they follow their own ungodly desires. And according to 2 Peter 3 verse 14, they never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They're experts in greed. In modern use, this means that those who appear harmless often cannot be trusted. Four, go the extra mile. Jesus said this to his followers in Matthew 5 verse 41, and if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. This illustration pointed to the Roman law that allowed a soldier to compel a civilian to carry his pack 1 Roman mile. The Romans used distinctive milestones to mark distances on their road systems. These were stone columns that were set on bases by the side of the road every 4,850 feet, which was the measurement for a Roman mile. Because they were made of stone, many of these mile markers survive to this day. It seems Jesus was saying to the oppressed civilians of Galilee and Judea, okay, the Romans have the power to force you to carry their load for a mile. After that, it's up to you. Let's rock their world. And out of kindness, go for 2. You can imagine the thoughts going on with a tired Roman soldier. Why is this person doing this? Why is he being kind to me when I just interrupted his day and burdened him to carry my load? In modern references, this simply means to go above and beyond what is required or necessary. Besides these 4 sayings from the sermon that we highlighted, there are many more that have become integrated into the zeitgeist. Do unto others. Judge not. Salt of the earth. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. And we could keep going. There is so much contained within this sermon, from the various literary elements to just those fundamental, foundational elements of the Christian faith. We're introduced to the Beatitudes, the Golden Rule, and the Lord's Prayer. No wonder the listeners were amazed by Jesus' teaching when he was finished. May we look beyond the ways in which this sermon has permeated our culture and pray that the Holy Spirit will give us a deep understanding of the timeless truths contained therein. Father, thank you for the Sermon on the Mount, which establishes the foundational truths upon which the kingdom of heaven is built. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.